Okay, let's get into our discussion of Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, the first Perek of Hallel, what we call Hallel. In Chazal, this is known as Hallel HaMitzri, the Hallel that was said, B'Shas Yitzias, that has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not to be confused with Hallel HaGadol. Hallel HaGadol is the other Hallel that we know from Shabbos morning, Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, and that's the Kila Olam Chasto Perek. Kila Olam Chasto over and over again, that's called Hallel Hallel HaGadol, but this is Hallel HaMitzri. The Gemara says in Psachim and Kuf Yud Zayin that this Hallel seemed to have been known, these Prakim, these Psukim were known much earlier, right before David HaMelech. David HaMelech puts this into Tehillim, but it was said much earlier. B'shas, as we know, B'teisi Zomi Mitzrayim. The Gemara says there in Psachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Shebatorah, Moshe V'Yisrael Amruha, B'shas Sha'olu Menayam. The Shir in the Torah, meaning Az Yashir, that's what Esau said this when they came up from the Yam. V'halal zeh mi amru. And what about Hallel? Halal zeh mi amru. Who said the Hallel that we know as Hallel? Nevi'im shebeinehem tiknu lehem liYisrael. The prophets amongst them. The Nevi'im shebeinehem tiknu lehem liYisrael. Shiyu omrin oso al kol perek uperek. The al kol tzara v'tzara shelotavo alehem. Whenever any tzara or any difficulty comes upon Klal Yisrael, ulikishe nigalin. And when we are redeemed from that sorrow, we say it. We say this Hallel on the Geula. So, for example, Rashi quotes the Alchotzar Shalotavo Alehen Lishna Maalya, meaning it's a euphemism, not any tzara that doesn't fall upon them, any tzara that falls upon them. Klomar Shimchas V'Shalom Tavot Sara Alehen V'Yivashu Mimena, and we are saved from it. Omrim Oso Al Geula San Kegon Chanukah. Chanukah. That's what the Rashi quotes here, Msachim Kufi Zayin. Obviously it doesn't say Purim, because Purim we don't say Hallel. Right? Purim, the three reasons the Gemara gives for not saying Hallel on Purim. So this is the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues, relating, this Hallel Zemi Amru, or other opinions. Moshe V'di Yisrael Amru B'Shal Shalom and Ayam. Maybe this Hallel also, not just Shira Sayam, but this Hallel was also said at Yamsuf. V'chalukan Alav Chaveir of Lomar Shadavid Amru. So this is against those that say that David HaMelech wrote it. Kol tishbachos ha'amuros be'sefer tehillim kulan David amrim. Shenemar kalu tfilos David ben Ishai atikra kalu ela kol elu. And he said, v'nirin dvarah midivrahem. And Rabbi Yossi's words seem to be more, true, says the Gemara. Efshar Yisrael shachtu asa pischeim anatlu luveyem alom rushira. Interesting rhetorical line. Is it possible that they didn't say Hallel? Of course they must have said Hallel. Right, that's, a knee-jerk reaction that the Gemara seems to say that there must have been Hallel before. But either way, even if it was written beforehand, David HaMelech put it into Tehillim. The Kriyas HaHallel, the mitzvah, we know is a machlokas from the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says all Hallel b'zman hazeh, all Hallel anytime is drabanan. That's why the Rambam puts Hilchas Hallel in the middle of Hilchas Chanukah. All Hallel is Rabbanan. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs assumes that there is some Hallel that is Daraisa, maybe part of Simchas Yantif, maybe different types of Hallel. A Hallel we say on Rosh Chodesh, that Hallel is a Minhag. That Hallel is a Minhag, and that's why the Rambam and Sfaridim follow him, do not make a bracha on that Hallel. We know that the Hallel, we spoke about Hallel Rosh Chodesh, Hallel Yantif, the Hallel, there is a Chassam Sofer which says that Hallel B'Sha'as Hanis might be Daraisa, even if all of other Hallel is Rabbanan, It could be that Hallel B'Shas HaNeis is Daraisa, and therefore if somebody goes through the entire Chanukah and doesn't say Hallel, so then that could be, even if the mitzvah of Hallel per se, the whole Chanukah is Rabbanan, but not thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu might be a bittul of not saying, of a bittul of a concept of a Daraisa. One other point, and that is, we have mentioned in other shiurim, that this Hallel, we say at the Seder as well. But we say at the Seder without a bracha. And that's the bother the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that every Hallel gets a bracha. Rather, the grow is a Hallel. So why is there no bracha on this Hallel? And this Hallel is also said sitting down. One would think, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Hallel has to be said standing, mu'uman. Right? So why exactly is this Hallel different? So explains the Ran at the end of Psachim in the name of Rav Haigon that this Hallel is a different type of Hallel. This is not a Hallel, but Toras Kriya This is a hallel betoras shira, right? That's the language of the Ran in Arvei Psachim in the name of Rav Haigon on Chav Vav Amabez in the Dafei Arif. Av Rabbeinu Haigon Kasa Betshuva, Sheim Avarachan al Halal Shabal Psachim, Ligmaras a Halal, that was their bracha, the Sheinanu Koronoso betoras Korin el betoras Omer Shira. Shekach Shanu Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Ubisefa Lafichach Anur Chayev and Holos Lahalel Lafichach Imba Adam Lavarech Mishaskinoso Elo Divrei Gonzal. If he tries, somebody tries to make a bracha, you quiet him. Say no bracha. Bracha is not appropriate here. What does he mean? The Torah is Kriya, but only a halal of Kriya gets a bracha, but halal of Shira does not get a bracha. So explains Rav Salvechik. By the end of Magid, after a couple of hours of talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are so overjoyed and connected with Hashem, we should have a natural overflow outpouring of emotion screaming out a halal. Not a halal that we are obligated to say, but halal that naturally comes out, our overflowing of emotion. And if we would say a bracha, that would be minimizing, formalizing, and losing the whole message of this halal. Okay, kids, let's all get together. We are now obligated to stand up and to recite the halal. No, this is not a recitation. This is a singing. This is an emotion that just cannot be pent up anymore. And that's why it can be said sitting down. And that's why it's a rule breaker. That's the Shira and not the Kriya. That is the, again, but that's all different ways that we use this Hallel that we are now studying and learning. We often say Hallel, but now we're learning the Hallel, right? Like, as we have said at the beginning of all of these Shira. Many people say Tehillim, but we're trying to actually learn Tehillim. So the first pasuk tells us Halleluka, Ha, and the machlokas of the Gemara, whether that's one word or two words. If it's two words, then it's hallelujah, praise Hashem. If it's one word, then you can say hallelujah because it just has Hashem's name in it. Like many words, Yecheskel, right? You don't have to say Yecheskel anyway. But Yisrael, you don't say Yisrakel, right? We don't say that because it's Hashem's name is in it. That's not something that we need to be makbid on because it's within. Hallelujah. Avdei Hashem. Hallelu Hashem Hashem. So who pray? This is a calling out to all of those who will serve Hashem. Praise Him. Those who, serve Him in their lives, praise the name of Hashem. Another thought from Rav Salvechik, we have mentioned in some Haggadah Shiurim, that if you look in the Pasuk that we mentioned in the Haggadah, Avadim Ayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. We were Avadim in Mitzrayim. That's different than Avdei Paro Hayinu. Why do we say Avadim Hayinu L'Paro? And not Avdei Paro Hayinu. Like here, it's Avdei Hashem. We don't say Avadim Lashem. We say Avdei Hashem. Why do you say Avadim Hayinu Liparo? So explains Rav Salvechik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. Why did he pick the Sneh? Why dafka the Sneh? A burning bush, a bush that was burning, but the inside wasn't getting burned up. What was the message to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think Bnei Yisrael were worthy. He thought they were too far gone. He thought they had Malshinim, he got run out of town. So he wasn't sure whether they were ra'oi to be redeemed or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him the burning bush. Look, on the outside they're burning. But inside they're pure. Inside they're perfect. Never give up on my people. That's the message of the burning bush. Avdei Paro is very different than Avadim Hayinu Liparo. Avadim Hayinu Liparo means a social reality that we were put into this bracket, and we're stuck there, but it's not our true self. We didn't identify inherently with Paro, Avdei Paro. We weren't Avdei Paro. Avadim Hayinu Liparo. That's all we were. Afterwards, we became Avdei Hashem. Avdei Hashem, that's an identification, that's an identity, that's a connection, in the deepest of ways. Avdei Hashem is very different than Avadim Lashem. And that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, haluka avdei Hashem, halu Hashem Hashem. Yehi Shem Adonai mevarach me'atav yad olam. Right, Hashem's name should be blessed from now ad ha'olam. Right, this pasuk appears here. It also appears in Eov, because we bless Hashem when we're in the middle of hal, on top of the world and on the bottom of the world. Yehi Shem Hashem mevarach me'atav yad olam. And we bless Him and we praise Him and we recognize Him. And this is really the goal of life. The goal of life is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be mode, to his name. That's the goal, right? The Ramban says that at the end of, Parshas Bo, when the Ramban discusses that the goal of life is to be mode, the Kavanas Kala Mitzvah, says the Ramban. Shenaamin Be'lokenu, v'node Elav. to believe in him and to thank him. Shehu bareinu v'hi kavanas hayitzira she'ein lanu tamacher b'yitzira harishona v'ein kel v'ein el elyon chifetz b'tachtonim. What does Hashem want more? Milvad sheyeda ha'adam, besides that a person knows v'yoda le'lokav shebra'o and be moda to the God that created him. V'kavanas romamus hakol v'atfilos v'chulu. That's the goal. So this pasuk. He shem Hashem mevorach me'atov yad olam. That's the goal of life, to say a pasuk like that. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o muhulal shem Hashem. From the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun, meaning everything that happens during the day, Hashem is praised about. Says the Radak, ki kol b'nei adam, shehem min ha-mizrach v'ad ha-mayrav, he's talking about geography, kulam yahaluhu. From east to west, from north to south, from all the directions, right? The pashup shot might mean from, in terms of time. All time, praise Hashem. Radak is saying in all place. Ki af al pishish bohem ovde kochavim umazalos, even though there are idolaters out there, hakol modim ki hu asiba ha-yona. All agree that he is the source. He is the Siba ha-yona. What might they argue in? Let's keep going. Ram al kol goyim Hashem al ha-shamayim kevodo. Above. Ram, Hashem is above. Al kol goyim Hashem al ha-shamayim kevodo. His covenant is above. Right? Al ha-shamayim kevodo. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rechaim Yivalajah notes, he quotes this idea, and he says that this is what misled many people. Maybe he gets it from these two psukim, right? Most people believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I mean, the world just happened. It's very difficult to assume that. But, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Perek Tes, they believe in Hashem and they think he's so awesome and high that, you know, why would he be interested in this world? He created the world, but then it would be beneath his kavod to be mashgiach on this world, right? Ram al kol goyim Hashem al hashamayim kavodo. But we're going to say in the next psukim, he's up there, but he's also down here. Mi kashem alokenu, who is like Hashem, hamagbil hashemes, but hamashpil liros b'hashamayim avaretz. But that's exactly what maybe these psukim are telling us. Says Rev Chaim Yivalajin. Lo shechashav kol echad she'oso akochav hu eloka shebares kol. It's not that they used to think that the stars were the creators. Sharei me olam hayasuma b'fiem shalu umas the grosso yisparach alaka de'alakin. Even look in Daniel, they all called Hashem Hashem. They realized ki mi mizrach shemesh an mevo'o gadol shmi bagoyim ki gadol shmi bagoyim amar Hashem tzvakos. Ela shetchilas toz dar enosh haya. What was the beginning of the problem in dar enosh? Shechashvu b'shibish daitam. They made a mistake. Ki Ram Hashem, the Al Hashamayim Kavodo, right, our Pasik, the Ein Kvodo Lahashkiach al Brue Zeha Olam Hashafel. It's beneath his covet to like worry about this world. Velachin Chashvu, therefore they thought, Shehesir Hu Yisbarach Hashkachaso Mehem, that he removed his Hashkacha from them. Umisaram Lakochos HaGalgalim Bahamazalos. And Hashem gave it over to the stars and the celestial beings, Shehem Yanhigu Zeha Olam Kiritzonam, that they will be in charge of the world. Vayanechshav etzlam chulin v'isser gomor v'chutzpah gedola. And it would be a big chutzpah in their minds, negdo yizbarach lehispalel l'shmo anechbad v'anora, to ask Hashem for things. Hashem is interested. Hashem wants to give me my health. That's beneath his covet. And it will be chutzpah to ask Hashem for these kind of things. L'vakesh me'idot sarcheihem ha-shvelim. L'zos hishtabdu atzmam. V'kivnu kol inyani avodasam uvakashasam. L'kochos ha-kochavim v'hamazalos. Right? And therefore, they focused on all the other servants. They recognized Hashem, but they thought that he's not involved and he's not interested. And that's this pasuk. This pasuk tells us, no. Rama kol gayim. But we continue. Mik Hashem alokenu. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He is high. I agree with you, Hamagbiu Lashaves, I agree, but Hamashpili Liros, Bashamayim Varetz, he looks down upon us also. He is interested. He is interested in everything in this world. That's what the Sefer Chinuch discusses in the mitzvah of Tzara'as, the Hashkacha Pratis of each and every element of our lives, says the Chinuch in mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, 169. Bishar Shea Mitzvah, the Shoresh of the mitzvah of Tumas Mitzora, that we get certain type of spiritual illnesses. And that's what it is. It's not a contagious illness, right? We know that from the fact that before the Saras HaBayis, you bring everything out, right? Because you're not quarantining. You don't want anything else to become Tamei. It's a spiritual illness. Shvishar Shea Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, Shelikvoa ben Avshenu, Ki Ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu Pratis, Al Kol Echad Echad Bnei Adam. As great as Hashem is, as rum as he is, that does not mean that he's not interested in every detail of our life. V'chi'enav pekuchos akal darcheyam. And his eyes are open on all aspects of the life of a human. K'mo shekasav, like Eov says, ki enav al darkei ish v'al chotza adav yireh. V'lachein, husharnu laseh zlev el hacholi hara. V'lachshov ki hachit goram oso. To think, realize where it came from. V'chulu. The call inyan hesgerim. He says all of hesgerim are like this. And he quotes, there are those that believe in hashgacha klalus by people, and there are those that believe in no hashgacha. Va'anachnu ba'alei hadas hamitis l'fisha shamati nasim hashgachaso al kol minei ba'alei chayim bechlal. When it comes to animals, there's general. Klomer shakol min min haminim hanivraim ba'olam yiskayim la'olam lo yikalev yovad kulo. It's never going to be extinct. You think some animals are extinct, it must be that they're in a different category. They're in categories with other animals that are not extinct. Ki bashgachaso yimatzei kiyim l'chol davar. Ubeminha adam na'amin ki hashgachaso baruchu al kol echad ve'echad bifrat. V'hu ha'mevin el kol ma'aseihem. It is detailed. V'chein kibano migedoleinu v'gam nimsa alzeh harbek suvim yoru ki ha'inyan kein. And that is why, when you get a tzara spot, don't think it's mikra. Don't think it's, oh, things happen, I'll just cut it off. His harharnu atorah ki biyigia l'adam acholi arav ahu tzaras shalikachenu derech mikra. Rak yachshov miyad ki avonosav garmu v'chulu v'yachim yicheres b'nei adam k'adam hamruchak miro amasav, and continues. That's the hashgacha, the personal hashgacha that we can read these psukim as the Umos Ha'olam, and some Kofrim believe that there is no Hashgacha Pratis, because after all, it would be a zilzo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a Hashgacha Pratis. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down. HaMashpili Leros B'Hashamayim V'Aretz. Mekimi Me'afar Dal. Hashem lifts up the Dal, the poor, from the dirt. Me'ashbos, from the dumps. Yorim Evyon, he lifts up the Evyon. Dal and Evyon are both different types of lack. People who lack, right? Dal could be money. Evyon, somebody who's ta'iv l'chol davar. Chazal talk about the difference between the two. But we could be all the way down, but that's the power of the Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us all the way down, but then brings us all the way up. That's why Jews are compared to birds. Compared to birds. Why are they compared to birds? The Maharal talks about this in Netzach Yisrael and Perak Yudalit. Because a bird could fly to the heavens. You know how much potential there is? Birds could fly unlike any other animal. Right, animals have to be on the ground. Birds could fly, could soar. And yet, if a bird gets a broken wing and he's walking around on the ground and he can't fly, he's going to die soon. What do you mean? He'll just be just like the other animals. All the other animals don't have wings and they survive. So a bird that has a broken wing should be able to survive. And the answer is no, because a bird has that potential. And if a bird can't use that potential that he has, the wings, then he's just not going to exist. He's just not going to exist. It says the Maharal, the Jewish people are compared to birds. V'yata re'eva havein, ki himshi Yisrael la'of, ki ha'of, I'm reading from Perek Yudalid, Yahir Netzach, ki ha'of eino kol kachomri, she'ein lo avodas avos hachomer. The bird has some type of spiritual element to him. She'ilu haya bal chomer, because if he was totally physical like everyone else, lo haya parech ba'avir, he wouldn't be able to fly. She'harei ma'akev alav kvedos hachomer, aval ein ha'of kol kachomri, but an oaf. The birds are more spiritual. And that's why a bird could be up, but if he breaks his wing, he's even worse than not having the wings. And that's the Jewish people. We have so much potential to be so high. But if we're not using that potential, then we're just gonna be worse than all the other Amim. And that's what, the Maharal explains why when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai met the daughter of Kalba Savua, who was in such a terrible state, he says, Ashreichem Yisrael. That's how you start an answer, Ashreichem Yisrael. Right, because he sees how low we could get, but that just shows the point that we know how high we could get. And that's what's reflected in the mashal of the bird, and that's what's mentioned here in Hallel. Lohoshivi im nidivim. Hashem can lift up those who are dal and those who are evyon to put them with the nobles. Im nidivim. Hashem could take the lowest of the low and put them up high. Moshivi akeres abayis. Hashem helps out the akeres abayis im habanim smecha. The mother, the happy mother, Imanim Smecha Haleluka. Imanim Smecha, the Gemara in Gittin tells the tragic story and ends with this pasuk of Imanim Smecha. That's the story. The Medrash has another name for it, but if you look in the Gemara here, on Daf Nud Zayin, Amid Beis, the Gemara here quotes that it was a woman, but I don't think it mentions the name of the woman here. 400 Yeladim, V'yelash, Nishbu L'Kalon, Hergishu Atzman V'chulu. I'm sorry, it's the next story. Isha v'sheva bana. The Yalkut, her name is Miriam. The name is Miriam. Josephus has her as Chana. As Chana. But her seven children and her seven sons, that each of them refused to bow, to the, Avodas Kalchavim. The first one says, Anochi Hashem Alokecha, and they took him out to be killed. Lo Yelech Alehem Acherim, he took him out to be killed. Zoveach Lolohim Yacharam, Lo Zizach Vel Alacher, they all going one after another. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yadat Yam Vachos Alavech. And finally, when they're taking out the seventh one, the mother says, please bring him here, let me kiss him. And then she says to him, go tell Avram Avinu, he gave one. Ata Akadatum Mizbeach Echad. Vani akadati shiva mizbechos. Afi also lagag v'nafla v'meitza yasa baskal v'yamra aim habanim smecha. Right, and that's the mother that realizes that her children did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what they needed to do, and that gives her comfort. Aim habanim smecha, hallelujah. Okay, we'll stop here. A haschala in the prakim of Hallel.